Unit 6. Law and Crime. Reading 1. The History of the Death Penalty. In the United States, the death penalty is sometimes given to people who are guilty of committing very serious crimes. These crimes could include first-degree murder and treason, or betraying one's country. Capital punishment was brought to America by early settlers from Europe. In early America, people who were found guilty of murder and rape were routinely executed, either by hanging or by firing squad. Convicted burglars, thieves, and even counterfeiters often received the death penalty. This was thought to be a deterrent to other criminals. However, people began to disagree with the severity of the death penalty. Some people thought that society was to blame, blaming the criminal's environment instead of blaming the criminal. People began to feel that criminals were not evil. Instead, they were victims of poverty, poor education, and lack of opportunity. Society should help criminals rather than kill them, they thought. Another reason for the change in thinking was economic. Prisons were very expensive. Early American states could not afford to keep many people in prison. Rather than keep them in prison, convicted criminals were executed. But as society became richer during the Industrial Revolution, prisons became more affordable for society. Because of this and other reasons, keeping criminals in prison rather than executing them became a viable option. By the mid-1800s, many states banned the death penalty, except in the case of convicted murderers. But those states were mostly the northern states. Southern states kept the death penalty for many crimes. That trend continues in modern America. Even today, most executions happen in southern states. Southern states are considered more conservative than northern states. In southern states today, death by injection is the standard form of execution. It is considered the most humane form of the death penalty. In the last few years in America, the debate over the death penalty has grown more widespread. A recent argument against the death penalty is that some of the people who are found guilty and sentenced to die are not actually guilty. New methods of verifying evidence, such as DNA testing, have helped free many death row inmates. Because in many cases, criminals cannot be proven 100% guilty, it is not right to sentence them to death, opponents say. There is a chance that they may be innocent. In fact, the governor of Illinois recently halted all executions in his state. In Illinois, some death row inmates were shown later to be innocent of the crime for which they were imprisoned. After that, the governor was afraid that some people being executed were wrongly convicted. Another argument against the death penalty is the high cost of executing a prisoner. Someone sentenced to die has the right to appeal the sentence several times. The state has to defend its case each time before a higher court. One study found that it costs more than $1 million in legal costs for a prisoner to exhaust all appeals against the death penalty. Despite the often heated national debate, the majority of Americans are still in favor of the death penalty. According to a recent study, approximately 65% of Americans still believe that the death penalty is appropriate for crimes such as first-degree murder. In cases of mass murder, the percent in favor of capital punishment is even higher. More than 80% of Americans wanted the death penalty given to Timothy McVeigh, the man who killed hundreds in the Oklahoma City bombing. Supplemental reading. Daryl Atkins and the Death Penalty. Mentally challenged people have IQs of below 70. Many mentally challenged people with IQs of 55 and above can hold jobs, have children, and do many things that normal people do. They even commit murder and other crimes. When mentally challenged people commit crimes and are convicted, is it fair to put them to death as other criminals are sentenced to death? These are questions that the American people and their courts have struggled with for many years. However, in recent years, it seems that the majority of Americans have come closer to agreement on the issue. Many people now think that putting mentally challenged people to death is cruel and unusual punishment. Daryl Atkins had an IQ of 59. In the late 1990s, Atkins was found guilty of killing a person and was given the death penalty in Virginia. His case was appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court. In 2002, the court ruled that Atkins and other mentally challenged persons may not be executed. This decision opposed a 1989 Supreme Court decision that said mentally challenged persons may be executed. Since 1976, approximately 35 mentally challenged people have been executed in the United States. In 2002 opinion, the court said that the nation had come to a consensus against executing the mentally challenged. They said it is unfair to execute someone who cannot fully understand how bad their acts were. It is a violation of the U.S. Constitution's ban against cruel and unusual punishment.